You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Schoeman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about how long it takes to feel better after starting thyroid medication to treat your hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism is the condition in which your thyroid gland is underactive and doesn't produce enough thyroid hormone. As part of the endocrine system, the thyroid gland helps to regulate your body's metabolism. When your thyroid hormone production drops, your body processes all slow down and change, and it affects every system in your body. Untreated hypothyroidism can put you at risk for other ailments such as cardiovascular diseases, osteoporosis, and infertility. Taking medication to replace low thyroid hormone levels is the primary way to treat an underactive thyroid. Although it's not a cure, it replaces the thyroid hormones that your thyroid gland isn't making, and it prevents secondary health issues from arising. People often seek help for their hypothyroidism when they experience those symptoms like fatigue, cold intolerance, weight gain, and depression. These symptoms can be frustrating and unpleasant, to say the least, so it comes as no surprise that many people hope their thyroid medication will help right away. While many people get relief soon after starting medication, others need more time before seeing an improvement. So, how do we treat hypothyroidism? Before you start medication, you would want to have thyroid blood work in order to understand your thyroid function. Your doctor will use your test results to determine if you have an underactive thyroid, along with your symptoms, medical history, and lifestyle factored in. There are several different kinds of thyroid hormone replacement medication. Your doctor will partner with you to determine the right brand and dose based on your test results, age, health, weight, allergies or sensitivities, and of course your symptoms. Older adults and people with conditions like heart disease usually start on a smaller dose. Subclinical hypothyroidism is a condition where your thyroid-stimulating hormone levels are slightly elevated, but your T4 or thyroxine levels are still normal. People with subclinical hypothyroidism may or may not have symptoms. There's no clear guideline about when to treat subclinical hypothyroidism with medication or not. Therefore, the decision to start medication is usually one you'll make with your thyroid doctor. How long does it take for thyroid medication to work? Well, the time it takes for medication to work is unique to each person. Once you start your medication, it can take a few weeks to start noticing an improvement in your symptoms. However, some people actually see their symptoms get better almost right after starting. To see how your body responds to thyroid medication, you should retest your thyroid function about 6 weeks after starting or changing your prescription. Depending on your symptoms and lab results, your doctor may make changes to your dose. For example, if you're still having symptoms, you may need a higher dose of medication. Sometimes it can take several changes to your dosage or even to the medication to get the results you need. However, once you find that right combination, it's advantageous to stick with it unless something changes or your symptoms return. Here are some tips for taking your thyroid medication. First, don't change brands. Once you find the correct dose and medication, you really want to stick with it. People will often find that there are subtle differences in formulations that can have some not so subtle effects. Therefore, you don't want to switch between generics and brand names or between one brand and another of your thyroid medication unless it's something that you and your doctor have decided needs to be done for a very specific reason. You also want to take your medication at the same time each day. It's important to follow a schedule when you're taking your thyroid medication. Generally, it's best to take your thyroid medication on an empty stomach at least 30 minutes to an hour before putting anything else in your stomach. Most people take their thyroid medication first thing in the morning. However, you should take your thyroid medication at least an hour before eating or drinking. So, if you prefer your morning coffee or tea right away, it may be best to take your thyroid medication at nighttime. You'll also want to be cautious with other medications. Some medications and supplements can interfere with how your body absorbs your thyroid medication. So it's important to ensure that your thyroid doctor knows everything you're taking, including vitamins, minerals, herbs, botanicals, and other types of over-the-counter medications, so you know when to take your thyroid pill. Also, don't miss a dose. If you forget to take your thyroid medication, you should take it as soon as you remember. Also, if you need to skip a dose for surgery or another reason, make sure to check with your doctor first. You're often allowed to take your thyroid medication before surgical procedures as long as you inform your healthcare team. So, what do you do if your thyroid medication doesn't seem to be working? Well, remember, it can take a few weeks for your thyroid meds to start working when you begin treatment. However, suppose you've been on medication for a few months and you're still not seeing improvement. In that case, it's high time to meet with your thyroid doctor. Sometimes it may be as simple as getting your dose tweaked. Other times it may be an issue where your body is not responding to the type of medication that you are taking. Suppose your thyroid blood tests indicate stable levels, but you still are experiencing thyroid-related symptoms. In that case, you may need a different type of medication or dosage. However, your doctor may explore other causes of your symptoms and talk to you about making lifestyle adjustments. Are you struggling with finding the right dose or medication for you? We recommend you meet with a Paloma Health thyroid doctor to explore the best strategies for optimizing your thyroid function and reclaiming your health. That's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.